Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, we have a nice day going on here in the bean market, pulled the corn market with it, and even the winter wheats.
Yeah, Minneapolis, we got left out in the cold on that, and either some spread unwinding or a little bit of rains, as we were talking earlier before we went live here for North Dakota and Canada next week, but it's a week away. Soybean strength, everybody's concerned now that with this weather change, got heavy rains basically in the same area from eastern Oklahoma, Kansas, through Arkansas, Missouri, up through the Ohio Valley, southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Looks quite wet here the next 5 to 7 days. So now the worry is, are you going to get the beans in after yesterday's very bullish report for corn?
Yeah, right. And the beans with over a billion bushel carryout, kind of a bearish report there, but so it's kind of unusual to see it move as high as it is.
Yeah, the funds are, really short. The beans are estimated to be short between 100 and 125,000 contracts as of yesterday. So they got some short covering to do there, a little bit of concern, weather concerns in some of the palm oil areas of the world, too, got a little attention today. So it's rising tides usually lift all boats, and I think that's kind of what we're seeing today.
Right. Seems like we get one day higher, one day lower in this livestock complex, and really no different again today with cattle market lower.
Yeah, really choppy, and feeder cattle, of course, really sensitive to that corn price. And we saw some losses today after a couple of days of good gains, or at least Monday's good gains there. So yeah, we're choppy. Demand is still in question here. Still isn't very summer-like a lot of places, and with all this rain and cool weather around, the barbecue season's off to a slow start.
Do you expect to see a little bump because of once we do start a better grilling season or not?
Well, I would hope so. I would think as we get into the holidays here, we see, the demand unfold. Export demand was pretty good this spring on cattle, but that since has leveled off also.
Alrighty. Anything else we need to be aware of?
The energy market's a little weaker again today, down $2 a barrel, down in that $51 barrel area. There was a pretty significant build today again in the energy markets. Looked like about 2.2 million barrels of crude, 800,000 of gasoline, and there was a draw in distillates of about a million barrels as the field work, did get going here the last couple of weeks. Well, Australia lowered their wheat crop a couple million tons. Down to 21.2 million from nearly 24 here a few months ago. So, there is still kind of a story in the world wheat picture here, too.
Yeah, that's because of drought, right?
That's correct. Yeah, second year of drought there.
Yeah, and I think Russia and Ukraine, too, also having some dry problems, the way it sounds.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a somewhat of an end to that here coming next week, but they got a few hot days and dry days ahead of them.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.